Well, always nice to talk some hockey. Always nice to talk some Olympics around here in the Breakfast Club. And when you're Eddie Ockenden, you're going to be there for the fourth time, if you don't mind. Hobart's finest, as co-captain of the Kookaburras, getting ready for a big campaign. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. G'day, Eddie.
G'day. Good morning.
Great to have you with us, mate. Four times you'll get yourself to an Olympic Games. When you started all those years ago, did you ever think this was a possibility?
Oh, no, I don't. No, you definitely don't. I mean, growing up playing hockey, one of the main things I really loved about hockey and the allure was like the Olympics. Watching it as a kid, you know, you want to go there, and you don't. You're just trying to get in the team. You're trying to make your first Olympics, which is super exciting. And then I think you just sort of roll from there. But I think your first is your most exciting. I was thinking about the other day, but yesterday we had the announcement with all the guys making their first Olympics, and it's, I think the most exciting time is that one, which is really cool to see for those guys.
Was there ever a situation or a thought for you when 2020 was cancelled that that was going to be my window, probably I won't get back there now, 12 months time, who knows what happens for 2021? Did you get to that stage in your mind, or was it always a driving ambition to try and qualify again?
Yeah, I didn't really think like that, but I think realistically it's always a chance that your performance could drop off, or that you don't have the consistent training that we're used to doing. And so I think there was probably a worry there, but it wasn't really a thought of mine that I wouldn't keep trying to do it, because I was still enjoying it. Had a lot of downtime sort of March last year for a few months. That was just good to have a break, like when we first got the news of the postponement. And then when we got back together in Perth and reset towards the end of the year, it was all really positive, and that allure of the Olympics was still there for all of us. So I was enjoying training, and I was liking the challenge of competing for a spot.
Eddie, how different is the team going to be this year to what it would have been had you had the Olympics last year?
I don't think too different, but definitely a few differences. Like the break, that postponement, it could help a few players. If they weren't quite there in their development, or if they weren't performing where they wanted to in the build-up. But then there's guys at the other end where you're planning for life after, and you might be thinking about retirement, or you've set plans in place for your life. So those are two ends of the spectrums, I think. So, yeah, I think a little bit different, but our squad was pretty similar over those 2 years.
Do you think you're... I don't know if this is a hard question to answer, but do you think you're a better chance this year than what you would be if there was an Olympics last year, with the makeup of your team and the development of the team in the last 12 or so months?
Yeah, that's really interesting. It's obviously a hard one to answer, but if we think about it, then we do have a developing team, and a lot of young guys have been improving a lot across our squad, which is really cool to see. But you have that part of it where we've been able to train consistently together. Luckily, we've been in Perth and we've been able to train sort of no worries for the whole time. So that consistency and that quality of our training has been really good to develop some guys, and they've really improved. And we've made huge strides as a team with our sort of skills and our tactics and what we want to do. But if you look at it the other way, that we haven't had that consistent international competition that we're used to having. So it's been a big break. So that's one of the challenges that we'll have to overcome, is getting that match practice and sort of getting past that without having heaps of international games under our belt.
Is that different to, I was going to ask you about that, is that different to other nations, the big hitters in international hockey, that they have been playing and we haven't had a chance to do as much?
Yeah, it's a bit different for everyone, I think. Like some countries haven't played much at all. You look at us in India, New Zealand, and there's some others, and then there's a few European teams that have sort of been able to play a little bit more than the other teams. So, that's there, and we've been able to watch them and learn from what they're doing. So that's one of the bonuses that we have, that we've been able to sort of track and see what they're doing.
And I know it's a team game, Eddie, but you've been around a while now. You're co-captain of the Kookaburras, and you've won a couple of World Cups with the team, but you only got bronze medals at the Olympics. How big a driving force for you is it to try and do everything you can to get that gold medal in this game's coming up?
Yeah, that is definitely a huge ambition, I think. Like I said, when you're a kid, when you're watching, of course you dream about being there, but of course you dream of winning a gold medal. So that's a driving ambition for everyone on the team. I think every Olympic cycle, every team that I've been in, it's been completely different. So different coaches, different players, different makeup. So I think the consistent thing was that we've been going in with strong teams and we've been trying to give ourselves a chance to win that gold medal. But like you said, it hasn't worked out for me so far. And we have another great chance coming up, which is really cool. Like, it's a huge challenge. It's a difficult thing to do, the hockey competition, but yeah. It's a really big opportunity for us, and I think sort of look forward to that difficult challenge and the good opportunity that we've got in front of us.
You mentioned before you've been able to work together really well over there in Perth and get some chemistry from a team perspective, and it's obviously one-sided because you haven't been able to play too many teams. Is there competition prior to the games or a little lead-up competition somewhere, or do you go in cold?
Oh, yeah, we've been really fortunate. Last month we were actually able to travel to New Zealand, which was really cool. We hadn't been away together for such a long time, so it was really good to go over to New Zealand and play against them. We played 4 games in New Zealand. And they're coming over to Perth in a couple of weeks to play another few games. So that's the practice that we've got, which has been really good. That's a good New Zealand side that we can practice against, and that was really beneficial to be able to get away to New Zealand for a few weeks.
And what about the Olympic experience itself? It's obviously going to be very different this time around, and you got 9 debutants going for the first time in the squad. You'll sit there going, this is not really what it's like, boys. It's normally a bit different to this. Do you know what it is? It get there, play your comp, and then come home straight away? Do you get involved in any shenanigans? What's the schedule look like for you?
Yeah, it's a really interesting one because, after the team's announced, normally, 9 guys, you're trying to explain a little bit what it's like. All the cool stuff, like, it's really exciting. You can do this, you can do that. But like you said, it's going to be completely different. So I don't really know what it's like. It's obviously going to be some pretty big restrictions in place. I don't think they've released them all. I don't know them anyway yet. But it will be sort of like a fly out after a few days where you finish your competition. We play across the whole Olympics normally. If we're playing finals, it'll be up until the last day. So so for us to be able to manage that long stay there with the restrictions will be something else we need to look at because we'll be there the whole time.
I'm just interested in looking back to what happened in 2016 where you didn't get the medal, when expectations are always high on the hockey team. Do you use that as extra motivation this time around, or because of the nature of the Olympics and the fact that it's 5 years since then, that the team is different, the motivation or the venom sort of whittled away a little bit over time, and it's just a completely different set of circumstances this time?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You sort of try and learn from your past experience, that's individually, and there's 5 or 6 guys, I think, that were probably in that team. So that was their first Olympics. So they're going into their second with probably, a lot of venom and just trying to learn the lessons of what went right, what went wrong in that campaign, and what we need to do to sort of make sure things like that don't happen again. And I think it's a bit of everything. You definitely feel like you want to go back and do better and educate the guys on what might happen, what could happen, or what did happen, or, like, just trying to get experience across the group. But with it being knowing it's a completely different group, you have a completely different chemistry and makeup, and those lessons don't always translate to a new group sometimes because it's a different dynamic. So, yeah, you definitely try and look at that.
Well, you don't need us to tell you, but we'll all be cheering for you when you get there, getting ready for the games or at the games for the Olympics, Eddie. 4 times for you. It's an amazing achievement. A lot of youth and energy in that team, and hopefully the right result goes our way. We wish you the best of luck, mate, and appreciate your time this morning.
That's good. Thanks very much for that. That's great.